The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. I'm Shiloh.
And I'm Haley, and we are the Love Ladies.
And today on our show, we're talking about Ben Stewart's visionary and life-transforming work with his movies Esoteric Agenda and the sequel to that called Chymatica, Awaken to the Truth, which you can watch for free online on our website at heartsongs.ca or on various other streaming video websites on the interweb. And since we were unable to rectify some scheduling conflicts in our talks with Ben, we will not be interviewing him on the show today.
Yeah.
However, we are planning a future show and interview with him, so watch for news on that on our website at heartsongs.ca. We have a biography on Ben.
He is a filmmaker, musician, philosopher, and researcher. Raised in remote locations of the Marshall Islands and serving 6 years in the United States Air Force, diversity and culture are a natural interest in his art. Some of the main fields of study include Gnosis, spiritual science, suppressed history, the occult, comparative religions, mythology, astrology, numerology, depth psychology, and physics. With leading research from cellular biology, DNA, electromagnetism, and sacred geometry, he is creating quite a stir in professional fields as well as the average enthusiast. Ben speaks frequently at conferences and also tours nationally to promote his music and films. Ben also works with fellow friends and colleagues to uncover the true meaning of freedom and sovereignty to bestow their findings upon the world. He focuses his energy on self-development and artistic outlets to inspire others toward their own hearts.
Sometimes the best way to affect change that you wish to see in the world is to change the way you see the world. We spoke about Ben on our fourth episode called Sustainable Living in Harmony with Earth, as Ben has a new movie coming out featuring our guest of that show, Rob, in the Page family. That movie is apparently coming out this summer sometime, so watch his websites, hangedmanproject.com, that's HangedmanProject.com, and talismanicidols.org. That's www.talismanicidols.org. So we have now for you a 10-minute audio excerpt from Esoteric Agenda, which is Ben's first movie. Hope you'll enjoy that. And after the audio, we'll be back with you. So stay tuned for that.
The daily life we perceive with our five senses is not reality. Quantum physics has shown that space and time are illusions of perception. Therefore, our bodies cannot truly be a reality if they occupy this space.
Ernest Rutherford performed an experiment in Manchester that revealed to him the shape of the interior of an atom. Scientists were shocked to discover that the atom is almost entirely empty space. The question then became, how could this empty atom possibly make the solid world around us?
Our true consciousness does not exist in our brains or in our bodies. But this illusion of our individual bodies, along with the misinformation of our true origins, has manifested the idea that we all think independently from one another. With this misunderstanding, it would seem impossible to scientifically explain telepathy, clairvoyance, spiritual mediums, and other phenomena dealing with transferring information between sources without physical means of communication. But when you understand that there is a common spiritual bond between all things in the universe, and that we are all part of one divine intelligence, no phenomena is unexplainable. This simple understanding fills all the holes in modern religions. It explains reincarnation, deja vu, predictions of the future, and literally every event, occurrence, or anomaly ever experienced. The blank matter within the most basic building blocks of perceivable existence is malleable and molded by intent. This means that consciousness shapes our reality. This seems difficult to accept for most, and it is quite understandable. In modern times, we are taught from an early age how to think rationally and tangibly. This is a very left-brain method of education, and it has more harmful effects than it's given credit for. The left brain deals with logic, details, facts, patterns, practicality, science, and math, as the right brain deals with feeling, intuition, symbols, images, risk-taking, philosophy, and religion. With a deliberate push for government-controlled educational curriculums, generation after generation of the youth are being taught to focus only on the facts, figures, and numbers. Repetition is used to train children subconsciously to accept what they're learning. Children aren't rewarded for questioning the validity of the information they receive. They're ridiculed. However, the children who blindly accept the information as true and merely regurgitate the information on command when it is time to take a test, those children go on to become the decision makers in our government, law, medicine, business, and every other occupation with power and prestige. The most detrimental effect of being pushed away from holistic thinking with the full brain into a strictly left-brain thought is what is known as the suppression of the feminine. Every male and female have both feminine and masculine qualities. It has nothing to do with man or woman. These are represented by the left and right brain, yin and yang, black and white, light and dark, and most every other duality. Both are vital to our spiritual and physical health. In ancient Egypt, the female was the rightful heir to the throne. The male she chose to marry became Pharaoh. This depicted the goddess tradition that has been destroyed to make way for a patriarchal, male-dominated society we see enforced in every major denomination. In suppressing the feminine of every society and pushing the people to strictly left-brain thinking, the natural ability for humanity to feel earthly, cosmic, and personal energy became lost. Traditions that were passed on through shamans, witch doctors, magicians, psychics, and seers of all kind became outlawed and ridiculed, and given a stigma of something out of a Hollywood movie. Every religion explains that we are children of God and have godliness inside of us. If you erase the anthropomorphized God and understand that God is nothing more than the spiritual web that connects all things, all religious scriptures begin to make much more sense. Our bodies are merely vessels to contain our spirit, to gather experience for the divine mind. This is how evolution is possible. It is scientifically proven that all species are evolving into more complex beings. Innate knowledge or racial memory within all species is the understanding of newborns of all kinds to automatically know specific details and traits that the mother does not have to teach them. Therefore, innate knowledge helps every species naturally evolve towards more complex organisms. Lyle Watson claims that it was a Japanese scientist who observed the 100th monkey effect in 1952. In this observation, he discovered that a certain portion or percentage of monkeys learned or developed a new trait. The knowledge became an innate ability in that species. This is further testimony to a collective consciousness among species. Everything in existence has a natural vibration to it, from our atoms all the way to the vastness of the universe. To show a simple connection between the earth and our bodies, take a look at our body's harmonic focal points, better known as our chakras. Just as there are harmonic focal points on a guitar string, there are locations within our body where our vibrations culminate. In Eastern philosophies, these seven chakras are used to bring health and balance to the physical and spiritual body. Our earth also has seven chakra points at equally distant locations from one another. There is one chakra point on each continent. The root chakra is in Mount Shasta, California. The sexual chakra is in the Isle of Sun, Lake Titicaca in South America. The solar plexus chakra is in Uluru Kata Juta in Australia. The heart chakra is in Glastonbury or Shaftesbury, England. The throat chakra is where the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt are. The heart chakra is at Kuhe Malek Siat in Iran. And the crown chakra is at Mount Kailas in Tibet. Scientifically, this is explained because at the core of our Earth, there is a molten iron crystal that resonates at approximately 7 Hertz. There are energy vortexes all over the Earth where electromagnetic energy emanates. There are also several vile vortices surrounding the equator where strange anomalies occur, such as radio and compass malfunctions, as well as plane and ship disappearances. You may have heard of a few of these. So the intangible parts of our existence, such as emotions, are part of the true reality of higher consciousness. If emotions are part of a realm that we cannot experience with our 5 senses, then how is it that we are all aware of our emotions? What most people believe to be emotions are not truly the emotion itself. What we are experiencing is the physical manifestation of these emotions. Anger causes disturbance in the psyche, which manifests itself in the ego. These manifestations cause the heart rate to increase, body temperature to rise, and spawn many other physical traits that signify anger. Just as music from the radio is a physical manifestation of an intangible signal, our experience of emotion is the physical manifestation of an intangible signal as well. It has been shown that our emotions have a vibratory frequency to them. Furthermore, there are only 2 emotions that humankind experiences: fear and love. All other emotions branch either directly or indirectly from these 2 emotions. Fear has a long and slow frequency vibration to it, while love has a very rapid and high frequency. To show that vibration is the very foundation of existence, Hans Jene developed what is known as cymatics in the 1940s to show that when vibrations of sound are passed through a form of media, there is a set pattern that will follow. When the frequency increases, the media develops into a more complex pattern. This is precisely what is happening to our Earth and to humanity. There are 64 possible codes of amino acids in our DNA structure made from 4 elements: carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. By any means of logic, we should have all 64 codes activated within our DNA structure. Yet we presently only have 20 active codes.
And of these 64 possibilities, it appears that only 20 of these codes are turned on right now for us, the 20 amino acids. There is a switch that turns off and turns on where those coding sites lie, and that the switch for that turning off and turning on is what we call emotion. And this is the first time that we've ever seen the patterns of emotion directly physically linked to human genetic material. Well, fear is a long, slow wave of emotion. So this wave of fear is a long, slow wave and touches relatively few sites on this DNA. So an individual living in fear is limited to the number of antennae that they have available to them, whereas an individual living in the pattern of love, this is love. In DNA, you can see it's a higher frequency, shorter wavelength. We have many more potential sites for coding along that genetic pattern. This information, this is amazing. This is the first time we've ever had a hard digital link between emotion and genetics.
This is important to understand because another researcher named Vladimir Popanov measured tiny particles of light called photons inside a vacuum tube. The photons were scattered as expected. A sample of DNA was then entered into the vacuum tube and they measured the photons again. They found that the particles of light aligned themselves along the axis of the DNA. Then, as they removed the DNA sample, the photons remained aligned to the same form of the DNA even though no DNA was present. This is what is known as the phantom DNA experiment.
Sounds pretty good. I think you should check it out.
Yeah, it's amazing. You won't regret it.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to go for a break. And when we come back from the break, we will be continuing with some more audio from Esoteric Agenda. So stay tuned
to our frequency.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're here with the Love Ladies. Let's continue with the very stimulating Ben Stewart's Esoteric Agenda audio from the movie.
This is what is known as the Phantom DNA experiment. Science has now bridged a very important gap between physical and ethereal, or spiritual. Our emotions directly affect the structure of our DNA, which directly shapes the physical world we experience every day. So the messages left by the ancients that we've explained here were more than just prophecies about a one-world government or a new world order. We now understand why the study of the heavenly bodies were so important. The rotation and orbit of all that makes up our universe serves as a clock to map changes and transitions. This helped the ancients understand that the change of the heavenly bodies were a mirror to the changes of all existence. December 21st, 2012 is simply a natural transition from one form of energy to the next, the transcendental evolution of man. This date is what's known as zero point. Our sun, as well as our planet Earth, is losing its magnetic field as the Earth is slowing in its rotation. All the while, its base resonant frequency, also known as the Schumann cavity resonance, is increasing in accordance with the predictable sequence of the Fibonacci theory. At a cellular level, our bodies respond to an electromagnetic pulse. The ancients called this the sacred circuit. The cells receive this pulse from the brain, which receives its pulse from the heart, which receives its pulse from the Earth. This pulse comes from the solar system, which from there comes from the galaxy, which ultimately comes from our entire universe. We literally share a pulse with all of existence. Yet another example of everything being one. For as long as scientists have been recording the Earth's pulse, it has remained at approximately 7.8 cycles per second. This was a constant fixed number until 1986 into 1987. It rapidly began increasing to about 9 cycles per second in 1996. So in one decade, it increased by about 2 cycles per second. By 2012, this pulse will be right around 13 cycles per second, just as the Fibonacci theory indicates. What does this mean for humanity? Just as cymatics has shown that higher frequencies result in more complex patterns, we are now experiencing the beginning of a major shift in both physical and spiritual vibration. It's difficult to understand what exactly will happen to our physical bodies, but ancient scriptures, pagan and monotheistic religions, mystery schools, and secret fraternal orders have all given indications as to what this experience will be like. This will be the shift of the ages, the transcendental period of monumental changes to humanity. Those unprepared for this transition will likely not be able to cope with the rapid changes in the psyche. The only way to prepare for what is to come is what we have sought after for our entire lives: truth. Not the truth about governments, commerce, religions, terrorism, or anything external, but the truth within ourselves, within our psyche and our shadow self. Especially in Western cultures, we are taught that being normal means only being happy and never sad, only loving and never angry, only forgiving and never jealous. This sounds plausible, but it is not. We are not meant to repress any negative emotions because it causes imbalance. To conquer our emotions, we must embrace them, not fight them. We must acknowledge them and allow them to serve their purpose as we learn from them. The ancient Essene culture left teachings dating back about 6,000 years. They taught that our relationships with one another, with the universe, and with situations and events are mirrors of the parts of our psyche that need to be cleansed. Author Greg Braden beautifully explains this entire segment at great length in his work. His hard work and understanding of these subjects contributed largely to the marriage between science and spirituality. It is very important to understand that when you fear loss, fear death, fear war, fear terrorism, or fear change, you are giving others the ability to control you based on those fears. When you fight against poverty or against racism, when you fight for relationships or for freedom, you are outwardly attempting to repress that which has been placed before you to conquer inwardly. These situations are mirrors of our fears. This is why it is important to love and only love. Love those who stand with you, but especially those who stand against you. Don't look at your fears as a threat. Rather, understand that this material world is only a physical manifestation of either the love or fear in your consciousness. It's as plain as day. All you need to conquer in your life is in your face. If you want to understand what your true inner fears are, analyze your ambitions and your inhibitions. Everything explained here about the esoteric agenda of the elite few at the very top is nothing to fear. They have been at work for thousands of years behind the scenes to manipulate humanity. And it has worked. Until now.
It's very easy for any system of thought, religious or otherwise, that comes along. It's very easy to play on that, to play on our insecurities, to assure us all is well, we'll all be taken care of. We lap that up. So don't blame religion. Blame our own insecurities, which has allowed religion to flourish and which has allowed so many systems of thought that are disempowering to flourish throughout human history. That's why we can't get out of it.
Ron Sakely, Department Chairman, Chemistry, University of California, Berkeley, showed that DNA acts as an antenna for cellular upregulation. The primary function they taught us about what DNA is about. It's a receiver and transmitter of photons, light and phonon sound. For what? Cellular upregulation, meaning that their water molecules, the pyramid power around the DNA spiral energizing strands, are taking in the spiritual energy of love vibrations and then sending it out for manifesting, precipitating in a quantum field, the physical matter of the body. These are hertz frequencies or cycles per second that the musicians can retune their instruments to play and experiment with. Why? Again, these are the creator's musical scale, the original solfeggio, buried for 3,000 years in the Bible. So the ancient priests who knew how to levitate the huge stones for the building of the pyramids and the Masonic knowledge that predated ancient Egypt, the ability to have this information, these frequencies, serve the function of creation, destruction, and miracles on behalf of the empowered people who had access to this knowledge. I say that because of this metaphor. This is the difference between the power of our Creator and anything else, particularly evil. That you can go into a pitch